The Legend of Gasparilla and His Treasure. Written by Carolyn Arnold. Read by Garrett Michael Brown. "What is it that you want to talk about?" Matthew asked, another adjustment to his satchel. "First of all, I'm sorry about the guy who was interrogating you during your speech." Matthew recalled seeing his interrogator and Mel leave the room at the same time. "You knew him? That guy who put me on the spot?" The lightheartedness that came with the alcohol was fleeing quickly. Mel's eyes darted to the table. "I guess he really did do that."
"He did, but why are you sorry?" Matthew wasn't sure he really liked this twitchy stranger.
"I hired him to do that." Mel slowly lifted his gaze to meet Matthew's.
"Why?"
Scratch not being sure about liking him, he was definitely crossing over to not caring for the guy.
"It was necessary." Mel itched the tip of his nose. "You see, I needed to know that you're really the man you're made out to be. That you'll pursue treasure even when there's a slim possibility to none that you'll find it. Even when your life and the lives of others are on the line."
"We're not treasure hunters for hire," Cal snapped. Robin put a hand on his shoulder and Cal glowered at her. She shrugged and took a drink of her beer.
I know, Mel stuttered, "that you're not for hire. But I'm hoping that I can intrigue you enough to help me. You see, I recently bought a house at auction. This house is on Marco Island in Florida."
Mel searched Matthew's eyes, almost as if he expected Matthew to piece together the point of all of this from that alone. But Matthew had nada. Mel went on.
"Well, I found something that I'm certain you'll be interested in."
It was probably the beer that had Matthew still hearing this guy out.
"And what is that?" "The house I bought is old. It dates back to the late 18th century. I happened to stumble across a hidden passageway and..."
"Lots of older homes have them," Cal cut in. "I've photographed a lot of them in my career."
"Sure, but have you photographed any in a home that belonged to John Gomez?"
Mel tossed out the name, showing the first sign of spunk. Cal groaned.
"Don't tell me you mean Panther John."
"Who's that?" Matthew asked at the risk of coming across naive. Panther John was supposedly someone who lived in the early 19th century, believed to have been born in the late 18th century. He yapped a lot, told tall tales about his adventures in life. Cal rattled those tidbits off like he'd be more fascinating with watching paint dry. He continued, "In rumor, he's been associated with Jose Gaspar. Very laughable, because that man's existence has never been proven. Never existed, if you ask me."
"What if I told you he did?" Mel smiled, and an expression that typically made its bearer's looks improve gave Mel the appearance of a sloth, with fangs.
"Yeah, whatever." Cal picked up his glass and took a swig. Robin passed Cal a brief look, then said,
"Okay, who is this Gaspar guy?"
"Also known by the nickname Gasparilla," Cal responded, despite her question being directed at Mel. "He's nothing more than a mythical pirate, said to have plundered the Gulf of Mexico and Spanish Main during the late 18th and early 19th centuries. Lore and something fantastical told to children. No more real than pixies."
"Yet ask Peter Pan about pixies,"
Mel rebutted with a slight smile. Less fangs this time.
"See? He's nuts,"
Cal slumped, his body language screaming he wasn't interested in continuing the conversation. Matthew studied his friend.
"How do you know so much about Gasparilla?"
Usually it was him and Robin who educated Cal.
Cal lifted his gaze from the table where he'd started tracing a pattern on the formica with a fingertip.
"Every year there's a festival held in Tampa, Florida, in his honor. The event organizers hired me to photograph it one year. Only reason I ever heard tell of him."
Cal angled his head toward Mel.
"And you said that you can prove Gaspar's existence? I'd like to see what you've got. Rumor was this Gomez character, Panther John, was Gaspar's first mate. But another guy named Rodrigo Lopez was also up for the position. Just like a typical legend, there's so many versions it can make your head spin."
"Gomez was Gaspar's son,"